Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, man sagt es Zwachim Perik Yud, Mishnahe, Kalachatah Shevet Taira, all carbon chatois in the Taira, Kaidmais, Leashamais, come before a carbon asham. So a person that's Mechuyav a chatas and a asham, and he brings them at the same time to the Azara, the chatas comes first. So we already learned this. We explained the reason the chatas comes first, because its blood is put on the top of the Mizbeach, on the four horns of the Mizbeach. And here it says, Beferish by the chatas, that they pour the Shiyur Yadam, El Yisayt HaMizbeach. By the Ashen, they do it also, but it doesn't say Beferish in the Torah. So all chatas come before Ashamais, but there's an exception to the rule. The truth is, there's an exception to most rules. I once heard from one of my Reveyim, every rule has an exception. Including the rule that every rule has an exception, because some exceptions don't have an exception. All right. Don't let that confuse you. So, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, which Asham comes before Achatas? Chutz mi Asham Mitzayra, the Asham that a Mitzayra brings, him Neshu, who bought al Yidei Hechsher. A Mitzayra that's healed from his Tiras has to fulfill a whole Seder HaTahara. And he brings three Karbonis, actually, a Asham, Achatas, and a Oila. The Seder HaTahara is Mitayr the Mitzayra. But he cannot eat kachim or come into the base of Migdash without the karbanis, without the carbon asham. Wait a second, so he needs the chatas also, right? Yes. So why are you saying like the asham is more important? If anything, the chatas does two things. It's mechaper, and it prepares him to come into the base of Migdash. Because the mitzayra also needs a kapara. He must have done something wrong. That's why he became a mitzayra, like speaking lashon hara. And the answer is as follows. The blood of the carbon asham is placed on the guf of the mitzayra, on his earlobe, on his thumb, and on his toe. So therefore we consider it the major part of his tahara, because it goes mamish on his guf. That's what gives the asham mitzayra a greater chashivas than even over the chatas. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Kalo asham asham b'tayra, all the ashamas in the tayra, boim, they come, b'nei shtayim, from sheep that are in their second year, uboim b'kesef shkalim, and they're bought from sheep that are worth at least two silver shekels. The exception to this rule, Chutz mi Asham Nazir v'Asham Mitzayra, the Asham of a Nazir who became Tamei, and the Asham of a Mitzayra, they're different. Shehein Boin b'nei Shnasan, they're brought from sheep in their first year, v'einon Boin because of Shkolim. They don't have to be brought from sheep worth two silver shekels. Bartinura Darshan saw this in Pesukim. Okay, so quickly chazering over, Perig Yud Mishnah Hei b'derech klal, a chatas comes before the asham because the dam chatas is placed on by the four kranis, by the four horns. And the Torah says, Beferish, you pour the shiyori dam down by the side. The asham mitzayra, however, comes before the chatas because that's his main tahara that allows him to eat kachim and to come into the base of Migdash. We also learned all the shamas in the Torah are in their second year, with the exception of an asham mitzayra and an asham nazi who became tamei. The sheep is in its first year. Also, all the shamas come bekes of shkalim, that means at least two shekels, with the exception of an asham mitzayda, an asham nazir, where it doesn't have to be worth that amount of money.